understanding the text under the definition of railway rolling stock. The first part is relatively clear, but then when it goes on to describe an item of railway rolling stock, we get a bit lost in picturing what exactly is meant. There are four conditions, A, B, and C, which apparently all need to be satisfied before we can speak of an item. And yeah, truly, we got a bit lost. We tried to figure how this would translate into real life examples, and we failed to really come up with a common view on that. Don't have a concrete proposal on how to write this in a different way. But first, I would like to understand just just with a practical example. If we take, for example, a train set, let's say an ICE train set or a TGV train set, is the intention that each of the segments, let's say an ICE train set consists of eight cars, eight segments, whether each of these eight segments should be considered as one item, or that the entire train set would be have to be considered as one item. So I think if the ideas behind it are clear, then it will also be helpful to find a text that is comprehensible to even to us. Thank you.